Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and first of all, happy holidays. And welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm your host, Joel, and I'm joined by my
I'm your host, Zammit, as well.
I'm your host, Jackson, also.
And these two buffoons help me answer a pop culture question every week. And this week we're looking
at...
What
the fuck is going on?
Buffoon. I mean, fair enough, you.
Help him.
Me.
And this week we are looking at... What jacket deserves the Santa Claus treatment? I.e., if you killed a guy wearing this jacket and put the jacket on, you got their powers.
This is a long title.
Would that be good?
Okay. Well,
awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Now, before we start, as it is the holiday season,
in the happy spirit holidays, of the season, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It now feels a bit insulting now that we've both been called buffoons, but
yeah, I don't know what to do it now.
But, well, I went and I bought you two.
You shouldn't have some beautiful gifts.
Oh my God. Jackson, this one is for
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
I hope
oh my
you
God.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Make sure. Okay. So here's the thing. Look, I don't want to break the illusion too much, but there is a camera.
Yeah, I know. That's fucking relaxed. Do you reckon the way I'm?
Whoa!
Now what?
This is awesome. I've been looking for this book. This is like a book I've seen in the past. It's about people who die in caves.
I know. I saw this and I was like, I know who's going to love this.
The rocks.
Man, the myth, the legend himself, Jackson Bailey.
Thank you so much.
I know how much you love reading about
I love when a guy dies in a cave.
Do you love
or
the,
survives from a cave.
You love the resurgence of the story of that guy that went fucking arse over head in that cave and
yeah,
got stuck?
What do they call it? Nutty Putty Cave.
I cannot look at that pig. It gives me so much anxiety.
Anyway, thank you so much. This is heavy.
Oh, great wrapping paper too.
Yeah, I know. Something I think is funny is now we get to see everybody's unwrapping technique.
This is exciting. What is it?
Do you want to see first?
No, you got to see first. It's your gift.
Yes!
Whoa, that's special.
So Huey Hewison, probably the best TV chef of all time.
Absolutely, certainly in our humble opinion.
Made famous for just cooking outside and hanging out.
Yeah.
He was also in a 1970s psych rock band. he always gets emails when he opened emails to his show, people yelling at him that he doesn't cook his steak long enough.
They said,
why do you eat your steak still mooing? And he's like, leave me alone. He also sometimes fucks up his meal and then eats it and is honest about it, being like,
Wasn't good this time.
Cookbook, too.
Yeah, it's his all-time favorite.
He's got a lot of them. No, fair enough. Well, also in the spirit of the season, I got you guys something as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
You might have it already. I don't know. You do love it. I know you're a huge fan.
All right, you go first.
So there's a chance they already possess this. I don't know, but it's one of their favorite things in the world.
Oh, I don't have this.
You don't have it. Oh, well, that's fantastic because I know how much you both love.
Umami's into
it. You both love it. You've told me how much you love it. You're both huge fans of it.
Such big fans. We love
because like I've
massive
read
fans of it
because it's a comic, not a small DVD. Isn't it?
Well, no, it's a small DVD.
Of the series interface. I love interface.
Which you love. I love just all the adventures
on the USS Eldridge.
Yeah, because you know, you know, it's now it's 1943, that year that it takes place in.
Yeah,
love that.
Well, I'm so glad.
Thanks. I love the Thomas the Tank Engine face looking motherfucker.
Yeah, he's my favorite guy.
Yeah, of course, from your favorite series interface.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so happy to have all 118 minutes in color on DVD.
Yeah, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
I've been looking for it for ages.
Well, that's what I thought.
Same. Canada's own export interface.
Now, all right, so this one is for you, Joel Zammit, to thank you for your hard work this year.
Oh, thank you so much. I do need this after a long day, year of work. A beautiful Pinot Noir.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I just like, you know, when it comes to red wine, some people aren't big red wine drinkers, but a Pinot Noir, it's like in the middle, basically.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Beautiful.
So it goes with a lot of things. It's light, it's breezy. Yeah. And Jackson, obviously, I got you something you love to drink. It's your favorite drink.
Water from a bathroom tap. That is my favorite thing to drink. It's the best place from where the water comes from.
Yeah, I tried to get you water from the hose, but unfortunately I couldn't find
any.
No,
that's
okay.
I really, water from the bathroom tap. Thank you so much for water from the bathroom tap.
You do
the
love it.
The best place to drink water
from. It's tasty.
From. That's according to you.
I'll put that next to my bed, right?
And then I don't need to get up in the middle of the night to go drink from the bathroom tap. It's like you brought the bathroom tap to me.
Yeah. I'm just so glad you like it.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas,
guys.
Merry Christmas. Now, okay,
what constitutes a jacket?
Yeah. Great question.
What is a jacket?
Now is, yeah, well, I was going to say, is it a jacket? Like, do you have to put your arms in it?
Well, that, but that's a t-shirt.
Good question.
No, but you only put half your arms in a t-shirt. As exhibit A.
However, a long sleeve t-shirt.
Full arms.
Full arms.
But open at the front? Does it have to open at the front?
I have a beautiful flannelette shirt.
Yeah, I got a shirt on. If I open it at the front, would that be a jacket? I don't think so.
But flannel, you could get flannel jackets.
But you can also wear a shirt sometimes as a jacket if you have, say, like a singlet underneath.
That's true. I have a very baggy shirt, long sleeve shirt, that I wore over a jumper once. Felt crazy to do, but it kind of acted as
Did any of us comment that that was very fucked up?
I don't think anyone noticed.
I got away with it. That's more on us. Sweater.
Yeah, shirt over a sweater. It was a huge shirt.
Okay.
You couldn't tell.
That would make me...
And then, and crazily, this is madness.
Yeah.
I had a shirt under the sweater.
Two shirts?
I went t-shirt, shirt, sweater, shirt. Nobody could sort of find me out.
Seems so
hot. It was a cold day.
I would fucking hope so.
I'm sweating just thinking about it all.
Was it negative 15 outside?
It worked.
Were you going for a fucking walk?
I snuck it under the radar. No one could tell.
So two button-up shirts.
Yeah.
Both buttoned up?
No. Because it was jacket style. Yeah. So,
does a jacket need to button up?
No, because some zip.
Yeah, the jackets I wear often have zips.
Yeah, yeah, but does it need to actually, you know, because some jackets are like more, like almost ornamental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just leave it open. They actually can't.
That's true. I have a jacket like that. I think they need to be thick.
That's not true.
Or like tough. You don't have a thin, what's the thinnest jacket you have should be tougher than your thickest shirt.
No, because if you got a
hang on, the thinnest jacket.
Do the math on that.
You have,
the thinnest jacket you have should be tougher than your thickest shirt.
But what if I got a really thick shirt?
Like a thick.
How thick?
Well, think of like a thick flannel shirt and then compare it to like a sporty jacket.
Yeah. So I guess it needs to be something that you wear over something else regularly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're going jacket to bear skin, you should be in jail.
That is crazy.
That's
madness.
Oh
no.
That is like porno style, though.
That's true.
Open jacket, nothing underneath.
If you're going porno core,
yeah,
if that's your style.
Which it's allowed to be your style.
You could do it. You can go porno core if you want.
Yes. Or like if you're at the, you wouldn't do it at the beach.
You might do it at the beach. If someone stole your shirt.
if someone stole your shirt, you're allowed to go jacket, no shirt.
No, yeah, nothing underneath.
Jacket on bare skin. Yeah.
If you have like a cool tattoo on your chest and you want to show it off, but it's a little bit chilly.
It's chilly enough that you need to warm your arms up. Defining a jacket is hard.
Yeah, like I was thinking, a vest.
Okay.
But the puffy ones. I want to say like a gilet or something like that. Is that?
I've only ever called them puffy vests.
Yeah, let's go with that.
No, that's a vest.
It's like a puffer vest.
Yeah, but the puffer. So, okay, so you'll
say
see,
the name again.
Yeah. You'll see the answer
and you
to
put
your
it over.
Riddle.
You put it over your
no sleeves.
So no sleeves.
You need sleeves.
But
hey,
no.
That's what that tells us.
No, because you can have a sleeveless jacket.
Fuck.
I mean, it's fucked up.
But you
can't
do it, and you wouldn't call it. What's the difference? What's the difference between a denim vest and a sleeveless denim jacket? Does such a difference exist?
Is it the cut? Because vests usually like
maybe you've got like a bit of
no, but you know, like the vest at the front of the vest,
yeah.
Like the tails, but it's at the front.
Like, tuxedo, dude.
Like these bits?
Yeah, those bits.
So like the
jacket.
Top of the front of
the bottom lapel
of the.
I don't seem so dumb now, do I?
No. No, you don't.
The lips? The lips of the vest?
You've gone back to seeming dumb, dude.
No, wait. I think I can get on board with lips. So imagine, because you're putting on a shirt,
it's
okay, buttoned up.
It's eating
and so
you.
It goes top
it's
down.
It's fucking swallowing
and so it's
you
eating
all.
You, and so those are its lips, yeah. Which means its shirt holes are like, so the armholes are like its ears. You're punching through.
Are you coming out the anus?
And I'm coming out the anus. Okay. So, yeah.
Every time you put on a vest without undoing it, you're going full Ace Ventura.
Yeah. So, imagine if you're wearing a t-shirt, you're getting et by the t-shirt, coming out of his ass, punching it in the ears.
Yeah. Whoa, it's ears are very close to its asshole and quite far away from
it. It's
a
little creature. It's like the shape of like a Mr. Men guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's all head.
Yeah.
Okay. We are no closer to finding a jacket.
Well, I was going to say, because like a jacket doesn't have the pointy tucky in bits. You couldn't tuck in a jacket.
Yeah.
No, that's
you
true.
You can't tuck in a
you
jacket.
You can't tuck a jacket into jackets, see that would be crazy.
Jacket is outerwear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we're getting some definitions in here.
So you can't tuck it.
Yeah.
It has to be like, you can't put anything over it.
Well, unless you're
Jackson. But what about an overcoat?
Well, that's the only exception.
Oh, okay.
But then that's also in its name. It's an overcoat.
That's
it's
true, because
like
it goes over the coat.
You put it over the last layer, traditional last layer.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
Because, you wouldn't even put, a hoodie over a jacket. You'd go jacket over
that
hoodie.
That would be crazy. We're describing so many strange fashion crimes today. Well, tuck in your jacket, chuck a hoodie over the top.
Well, I mean, none of it is...
No shirt on.
I honestly think what's worse is you going t-shirt, shirt, jumper, shirt.
Yeah.
That's so fucked.
I could have gone t-shirt, shirt, jumper, shirt, jacket if I'd
and
wanted
then overcoat.
To. And then overcoat. And died of heat.
You could have just you could have simply gone t-shirt, shirt, jumper, jacket.
No, but it was the weather was such.
How?
What the weather?
Describe the weather where this is applicable.
The jacket would have been too much.
Then the jumper's too
No, the jumper's perfect.
Well then don't
so
put
I needed if the jumper had brought me to 90% comfortable. A jacket would have gotten me to 110, 120.
Okay.
But the shirt got me to 100% comfort.
Yeah, okay.
Right, look, fair
enough.
If you're thinking about clothes in terms of, we're all 100% right now.
Yeah.
I'm hot, actually, so I'm probably like maybe 110.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wearing t-shirt and shorts. You're wearing a shirt, a t-shirt. Pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants.
Yeah. I'm also rocking the t-shirt and
rocking
shorts.
Rocking the pants. Yeah.
And I'm overheating.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
I'm wearing two hats, though. That's pretty fucked
That's
up,
awesome,
dude.
Because the hat is making it
the
heat being trapped
the
in
Christmas
our
heat. Yeah. Making your brains boil.
That's how we should start cooking Christmas hams. Just chuck a hat on it. I guess they're dead,
so
they don't.
How long would it take to cook a ham by hat?
Well, I guess forever, because the ham's dead.
Well, it's not,
so no
I
body
mean,
heat.
Oh, okay. So we get a pig.
Yeah.
Put the hat on the pig. Yeah. Pre-cooked.
Pre-cooked the pig's head. Yeah. Cooked the pig's head down the track. Smart.
Yeah. That's like when you cook eggs on the pavement, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm going to put forward something that I think we 100% can agree is a jacket.
Okay.
Yep.
James Bond's jacket.
A tuxedo jacket.
So for a tuxedo.
The Santa Claus, for those, if you're a freak out there who doesn't know how Santa Claus works.
Hey,
Santa
don't
Claus,
speak to our fans like that.
Well, if they know about Santa Claus. Yeah,
there ain't no fan of yours.
Yes, that's the rhyme.
It has claws with an E.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a legal clause.
It took me fucking 15 years to figure that out.
That's cool. You know the exact amount of
time. I reckon I was in university and was like sitting there one day just being like, Oh, shit!
What did you think about the title of the second Santa Claus movie, The Mrs. Claus? That's not what it's called.
So, yeah, what did you think about the non-existent title?
The made-up title.
What about the title for the third one, which I think is called The Revenge Claus? Anyway.
I think the Santa Claus 2 is just called the Santa Claus 2.
He started a story where he's like, it took me 15 years to realize the Santa Claus was a legal term. And we're like, wow, he's coming off as the dumbest man here. You somehow deserved that
by inventing two Santa Claus.
Asking me a question like, what did you think about the Santa Claus 2? Well, probably the same shit, dickhead. There's no fancy name there. And then the Revenge Claus?
I think it's called the Escape Claus.
Well, that, to be honest, maybe that's what made me think about that name.
So, okay. In that movie,
yes,
Santa Claus.
Just
is
clarifying, though, I always understood jungle to jungle.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's good, dude. Me too.
Concrete jungle and non-concrete jungle.
Yeah, he's going to
nature.
Yeah. Nature jungle to regular jungle.
So, number two is just because it's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a sequel, crucially.
Yeah.
Anyway, Santa Claus falls off Tim Allen's roof, fucking dies.
Yep.
Tim Allen scares him off the roof.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's chilly. He puts on Santa Claus's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Put it on because he's cold?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Why else would he put the jacket on?
He's at his own house. If he was cold, he'd go inside.
No, put on the heating.
Dude, look. Why else is he putting on the jacket?
Does the jacket just go on him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like magically.
No.
So he puts it on himself consciously.
He makes a conscious
decision. That's a strange choice.
Because he's in his skivvies. I understand that.
But if I inadvertently manslaughtered a person.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh no, but I'm a bit cold. My first reaction isn't to put on their jacket.
Yeah, well, I don't know, dude. Look. You're not Scott Calvin, Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus.
Huh.
So,
either way,
when he puts on the jacket.
Okay, so he does not put the jacket on because he's cold.
Why does he put it on?
Santa's body disappears after because Tim Allen goes to check on
like
Santa.
Like a Jedi.
Yeah, it disappears Jedi style.
Okay. And there's a business card being like, hey, if you found this, put the jacket on. So then he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Doesn't even weird a reason to put the jacket on.
No!
No!
A man Jedi's in front of me, leaving behind his beautiful coat.
Yeah.
And then I get a business card that's like, put this on. I'm curious.
Yeah, like as in I'm like,
you had me at disappearing man.
Yeah, hey, that was the
you
hook.
You sold me at business card with instructions.
And the business card magically appears in the jacket as well. Like he sees it happen.
Yeah.
So like you're like something fucked is afoot.
I think I'd be like, hey kid, put the jacket on.
Who are you in this situation?
I'm Tim Allen. I'm Scott
Calvin.
And
you're giving it to your own child.
Yeah, just to see.
Don't ever be a father.
Don't ever be a father. Anyway.
Also, so your kid, okay. Yeah. So,
so there you are, you started with a child.
You're Tim Allen.
Uh-huh.
You've woken up because there's a guy on your roof.
Right.
You go outside, you're like, hey! And he falls off the roof and dies.
Yeah.
His body vanishes before your eyes. A business card appears.
Right.
You're in your skivvies and you're cold because you're thinking
Look,
about
as you said, I can go inside. My jacket's
yeah,
in there.
And then you go inside,
yeah.
Wake up your kid.
No, he's out there with me.
Okay. You're a family man.
Yeah.
You hear something on the roof. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh,
hey,
no.
Kid, come with me to investigate this bad noise.
Something's going on. Maybe we're getting home invaded.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve or whatever, Christmas Eve or whatever.
They won't shoot a kid.
Yeah, they wouldn't, surely.
Yeah, of course.
And so you're like, come here, Jackson Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding
that
their hand.
That is what I named my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you walk out.
J-Jo.
Little J-Jo. And you walk out and you're like, get off my roof.
Get off my roof, you motherfucker. He falls.
He slips. And you're like, oh, no, I've just watched, my beautiful son has just watched a man die in front of him. He's screaming and crying. I know. Oh, he's disappeared.
I know what will be good for his trauma. Hey.
To be warm.
Hey, my good son.
Hey, J-Jo. You want to be warm?
Go put the jacket on.
You want to wear the jacket of that man that is no longer here?
The man you just saw die in front of your very eyes?
He was probably a ghost because he disappeared, J-Jo.
Put the jacket on.
You know how Nana, she disappeared when she died?
We just buried her clothes. What is that? What is going on there?
Yeah, so at any point, does it seem like telling your kid to put the jacket on sounds good?
I think going near the jacket seems insane at all. This man's maybe the devil. I don't know.
You saw something like a man fall off your roof, disappear.
I'm not listening to a magic business card.
I know. You're saying you wouldn't even go near that jacket?
You're putting the jacket on because you're cold like fucking four sentences ago.
Tim Allen was.
Tim Allen wasn't cold.
Anyway.
He was frightened and maybe a bit perturbed.
And maybe confused.
Confused. Yeah, wow.
Couldn't be me.
I would be looking at that jacket, maybe with a stick.
Would you put on the pants?
No.
Because that's Tim Allen does.
Well, what's his card say?
If I get the stick and I move this, like, you know, and then I see magically something appear in the pocket,
and then I'm like, well, I'm going, well, maybe there's something there for identification.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hand in there and read the card. And the card's just like, put on the jacket. I'm going to be like, why?
Yeah.
And then I might take it inside and be like, honey, found a jacket, I think.
Okay, yeah. So you've both immediately like, all right. I want to know what happens when I put the jacket on, but I'm going to give it to my son or my wife.
I'm not giving it to my wife. I'm simply going to be like, I want a second opinion.
Should I
put this
jacket on? I
don't know if my brain is broken.
Also, babe, sorry, I just killed a man.
Well,
I forgot to say
I'm
that.
I'm not leading with that because I don't know if that's real. I just know a man disappeared and I have a jacket. All I know for real is I have a jacket.
Babe, wake up. Wake up. I maybe imagined killing a man.
I'm not leading with that at all. Hence why I found the jacket. That is what I am saying.
You can't lead with that because then she'll be like, why'd you bring the jacket into the home?
Whose jacket?
Why are you holding it with a stick? These are great questions, but there's a card in it that
Go
says...
Go back to sleep, doll.
There's a card in it that says where the jacket is found.
Put it on a dog, maybe?
Yeah. Why?
Because I don't know what's going to happen if I put the jacket on.
I don't know if I'm having a mental break.
And then you become Santa Claus if you do.
You're having a mental break? Who cares if you put on the jacket?
Well, then maybe I'd put on the jacket. Good point. If that's like, if my wife is like, honey, why do you have a jacket? I'm like, I don't know, I found it. And she's like, oh, well, you know, it's Christmas. Put it on. I'm like,
that's awesome. Your wife's like, found a jacket on the road?
Yeah, put it on.
It's Christmas.
Your wife thinks like Jackson operates. Jackson, yes. Jackson finds a jacket on the road. He's like, oh, free jacket.
Yeah, often. Yes, she does. It's really infuriating.
Yeah.
Well, in this situation, you know, this is relevant because in your situation, James Bond has died.
Yes.
Why are you putting on his jacket?
Well, it's an expensive jacket.
It's a very nice jacket.
I can't afford that jacket. And it's a nice jacket.
Would they track you down to kill you if you stole James Bond's jacket?
Well,
if you become James Bond, which is what is about to happen, yes.
Because it's not just the it's not just a jacket. Now it's James Bond's jacket.
That's true.
Or 007, and now I accidentally become a new 007.
Yes, so you would, new physique.
Sick.
Parkour. New skills.
Parkour.
Maybe sore knots, depending on if it's after the events of Casino Royale.
Oh, it's a jacket that makes my knots.
Yeah, how
Funny,
long?
I found this tuxedo jacket outside.
There's something really wrong with it.
I put it on and now my knots hurt.
My knots are so
bad.
Sore. Take it off.
No, it's really expensive. I'm going to keep wearing it.
I reckon you get a British accent.
Yeah.
Oh, you would too.
Daniel Craig's British accent?
Well, it depends which Bond's jacket you've taken, I suppose.
He's Australian.
He also has a fucking British accent.
Yeah. You don't become the actor.
No, I know. I'm just wondering what kind of accent.
Yeah.
You get
the pick?
I was going to I guess it just has to be British.
Yeah.
British.
Cockney.
Probably not. James Bond.
How you doing, love? Yeah. Martini.
Martini. Shake and
stir. Shake it up. Don't stir it, you dizzy
brawl. Oh, babe. I do not care. Just pour some fucking booze in there and let me have it. Come on, now.
Yeah.
Give us.
Because when Tim Allen becomes the Santa Claus,
how
much of Tim Allen remains and how much of the Santa Claus, you know what I mean?
Well, he maintains his accent.
Yes.
I don't know what a North Pole accent is.
No, he does. He gets Santa voice.
He gets jolly. He gets jolly.
No, he does. He gets a Santa laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets a belly.
As the events of the film
unfold,
and then especially in the sequels, he's like, he's Santa maxing to the max.
Go to a bar and like, what do you want? Whiskey sour. Thank you very much. This is dog shit. Give me a martini.
Fuck. God, I don't like martinis.
But would you grow to love martinis?
I would. Because Tim Allen, he grows to love cookies and shit. Like, he loves
cookies and dog shit.
Santa.
He loves
so, you know what you're
breaking into people's
you're
houses,
leaving
eating
like a delicious tray out for Santa.
Just fucking going through the toilet eating the shit.
Just saying, why is a dog shit in the toilet?
Like, we have a goddamn dog. We trained our dog to shit in the toilet. Like, Charles Mingus trained his cat to shit in the toilet.
Yeah, we trained our dog.
Yeah, it's so funny to imagine waking up Christmas morning, cookies untouched, in the little box or something. Shit, she's had a bite out of it.
Oh, Santa.
What the fuck?
A fucking savage animal, man.
I hate this Santa
What the hell? I hope Santa's not my parents.
Yeah. Well, just back to the cat shitting in a toilet. That must be fucked for a cat.
Yeah.
That's not
used
to like a shit falling that far.
And it would be precarious, I think, depending on the toilet.
Well, I mean, cats don't really think.
Yes, that is
true.
Yeah,
cats have nothing.
Tiny little peanut brains.
Just absolutely
dogs look
nothing.
Like they know jack shit, and cats look like they know jack shit.
Yeah.
Other way around. Other way around.
But
no animal knows anything.
Yeah,
right?
All animals are stupid.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, yeah, us included.
Yeah,
especially us
we're
included.
Clever.
Yeah, yeah. Would you become part of MI6?
I guess so, because Santa Claus, like Tim Allen, becomes part of the, you know,
that's
system
by
that
the,
is.
The elves design, though, because the elves go get him and bring him to the North Pole.
Yeah, so MI6 would have to go get me and bring me to the MI6 building.
This is what I imagine would happen. Yeah. If we're following Santa Claus rules, you chuck on the tuxedo. All of a sudden, you notice.
Oh no! State secrets.
Yeah.
Get them out of my brain.
I reckon you'd immediately your accent would start to slowly change. You'd probably have a craving for a martini, and I reckon they'd be like,
and gambling.
I just choked on nothing.
Yeah.
I reckon there would be like a phone or something in your pocket that would ring and be like, "Hello, Bond. It's MI6. We need you.
Come home."
I'm like, "No, it's Zammit. Joel Zammit."
They're like, do you know states? How did you get this far?
Yeah, because
it'd be like, no, it's Zammit, James Zammit.
Huh? Sorry, did I say Zammit?
Sorry.
I meant Bond.
Bond, Joel Bond.
But no, so, because in the Santa Claus,
yes.
Say the elves didn't have some way of tracking where Santa was.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Would Tim Allen find his way to the North Pole? Would he just quietly be Santa at home?
I think he would have just like a like it'd be like in his head,
like a
like
pigeon
you need,
sense of
you
where
need,
it needs to go. Kind
like
of.
It'd be a hole that needed to be filled.
A pigeon sense of where to go.
Yeah, you know how pigeons know that, where their house is.
They got that crystal in their nose.
They got a crystal in their brain that means that they know where they to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then in
you
the
can
olden,
look this up, little machine.
No, yeah. No. I know they've got
and then
the
back
fucking
in the
crystal,
day, yeah. You would own a pigeon in your house. And you would take that...
Shit's falling down.
You would take Merry that, Christmas. You would give that pigeon to a friend and say, if you've got to say anything to me, put it on the pigeon.
So you... Okay. So the way that carrier pigeons work for you is swap them... So you meet up with your friend in real life.
Yeah, you got two pigeons.
So you raise a pigeon at your house.
Yes.
Your friend raises a pigeon at their house.
This is how it worked.
Then you meet up in real life.
Yeah.
And then you swap pigeons.
Yes.
And then you go home.
Because then if you need to, because the pigeon knows
like,
where its
do
house
you think
is.
You're going to go. You'd be like, pigeon, go to my friend James.
The pigeon flies out and flies back into your house. I may have misunderstood how this works.
No, but like,
pigeon, I have a message for James.
How did they use carrier pigeons to do anything?
What do you mean?
Like I said, like if a pigeon had to fly for like 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so far for two people to have met up.
Well, I mean, you have like a, I guess a, look, I don't know.
You would get all your pigeons.
You have like a whole bunch of pigeons.
I'm in England.
And you'd transport them to
somewhere.
I'm the
king of England.
Okay.
I'm sending a carrier pigeon to the Duke of Wales.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fucking long way.
Probably beginning of the year. Duke of Wales sends his pigeon guy.
Yeah.
You send your pigeon guy. They travel the breadth of the United Kingdom.
They
drop off
their
pigeons. Mm. Swap pigeons. You got the pigeons in your pigeonery.
It's funny to organize, like... How did I organize the meetup of the pigeons? Surely I could have just passed the message on the same way.
Well, yeah, so you do
but
it
you
in
might
advance.
Have, that's,
so you have like about, you know, say you got 100 pigeons.
Yeah.
And then you give them
you
the 100 pigeons.
Pigeons.
You're like, I got to say something to a duke. Oh, these are my duke pigeons.
Well, you could do. I mean, look, like, I know we've already reinvented the homing pigeons internet.
Yeah.
We don't need to go back.
But if we wanted to.
But if we wanted to, what you do is you get like a like two pigeons.
Yeah.
One is stronger than the other pigeon.
Okay.
And so then when you wanted to send a message, you send the message and then a little cage with another pigeon in it. So then it delivers a pigeon and the message.
Now we're talking.
That's like, that's like a return to sender kind of thing.
Yeah. Like
if
a self-mailed...
strong pigeons, you can have a nice chain to send them back and forth. Yeah.
Do you reckon that's how it worked?
I don't know. Do you know, do you hear about, it was maybe in like 2018, they found a pigeon, a long dead pigeon in a chimney, in England somewhere when they were renovating a house, and it was a World War II pigeon, and it had state secrets still on its ankle because it had been sent to deliver a message during World War II or whatever, and it
fell in a chimney.
Got lost.
I mean, fair enough.
That was a dumb pigeon.
Yeah,
you
look, bombs were going.
Yeah, there was a blitz.
Get it.
If there was a
blitz happening and I was a pigeon, I'd be like, I'm not flying there. I'm going down here.
I'm going in a chimney. Oh, no, I've died. And I was a state secrets pigeon.
Yeah.
It's funny to send state secrets by a pigeon.
I mean, I had to.
Well, how else are you doing it?
Yeah, by a horse?
That's true.
Homing horses. A horse always knows its way home.
It's like, is he putting a little like parchment into like the horse's saddle, then just slapping its ass?
Off it goes.
You know a horse is easy to hit.
What? You know a horse can get lost, can fall in a bog, like
easily captured.
Horses famously get bogged.
It's also funny. Pigeons is funny too, because like sending a pigeon away and you're like, I hope they get that message, then a hawk just gets it. Damn it.
Yeah, I guess they're not getting that message.
Yeah.
Got a homing hawk, huh?
Isn't that what they... Oh, is this a wrong thing?
Okay.
I'm about to say. But in terms of intercepting like messages, you'd get like, say, a hawk or something like that to take out some pigeons and then intercept their messages.
If it was World War II and you pitched that idea to me,
again,
I would be like, let's look
into
it.
I'm not trying to reinvent or reinvigorate the homing pigeon. I understand we don't need that
But
now.
There are a lot of pigeons.
Yes.
And they are still domesticated.
Yeah,
if you don't know about that, listeners, it's funny.
It's really sad.
You could probably get it. You
pigeons
could probably
can't
it.
Really make nests because we were like, you're our pets. And then one day we woke up and we said, you disgust me.
You know, we have now Morse code. Fuck off.
We no longer need
we
you.
We no longer need you.
That meme, the Toy Story.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with you anymore. Yeah, we threw the pigeon in the bin.
We used to have like, we used to build like basically monuments to them where we would house them.
It's crazy.
And then,
now we won't even eat them.
Yeah.
Imagine that with any other domesticated animal. Well, one day across the globe, we're like, dogs?
Fuck dogs.
Just let them go. See what happens.
Sort of happened.
Like the
turnspit dog.
That's true. There are breeds of dog we were like, meh, we're done with
you.
Don't
want to play with it anymore. But, you know, we didn't send them out in the wild and they didn't eat, like, you know, scraps.
You didn't just
survive.
Get city dogs or whatever. No. Yeah.
Imagine turnspit dogs just in the loose. They were fucked up dogs.
It's funny because you could always tell them because they'd be running. He just wants something to turn.
So we didn't domesticate, like, more things. Like, imagine domesticating. I know we have domesticated, say, again, the humble horse, but to, like, the degree that we have with a cat and a dog.
That would be awesome, dude. Give me a sausage horse.
Yeah.
The horse is long and you cannot ride it.
It's long, cannot ride a little, brain leaking out.
Yeah. You know, we made sausage dogs. Sausage dogs were a hunting dog. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I guess to get into the burrows?
Yeah, to get into the little holes.
Makes sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Why do we do pug?
As a joke, I guess. I know we did French bulldog because back in the day we used to get bulldogs, not us.
Yeah,
some
the
other
French?
Guys. No, the British. Yeah. They would get a bulldog.
British bulldogs.
They had this belief that if a bull was pissed off, the meat was better. So they would get a bulldog. What it would do is it would get under the bull and piss the bull off, and then they would kill it.
Yeah.
But then they were like, that's fucked up. We should outlaw that. Then Britain was like, we no longer want these dogs. So they just let them do the whatever.
Yeah.
But then they had some fucked up dogs because they weren't breeding them properly anymore. Uh-huh. And the French were like, they're cute. Can we have them? And so Britain sent them their dud British bulldogs. That became the French bulldog.
Wow.
Yeah,
because we were like, a hassled bull makes the tastiest meat.
A tense, angry bull? I mean, you don't eat bull anyway, right?
Well, I mean, it's just, you could.
Yeah.
So why don't you?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
You want the bull to fuck the cows.
You want one bull to fuck some cows.
Yeah.
You can eat the other bulls. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's not like, you
People
know,
eat
we
bull
make
testicles. Usually is a joke in a funny video.
Or because they've gone insane.
Yeah.
But if you're going like,
and they're
if
gone
you,
full carnival diet or whatever.
Liver King.
Yeah, Liver King eats nuts. Yeah.
And a lot of supplements.
And butter.
And,
and
steroids.
Yeah, and steroids. Yeah. He denied it and then was open about it.
Yeah, because he got caught.
Yeah.
How much? 30,000 a month, you say? Just don't stop. Wow, that's a lot.
You're maybe in trouble, pal. Yeah.
He looks healthy.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
He loves cold baths.
Yeah.
If you have a bunch of cows.
Yeah.
And so you got like one stud bull.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's banging all them lady cows.
Nice. Really easy to imagine.
Yeah, I'm there, dude.
And then you have, they all get a lot of little calves.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you say like 50-50.
Yep.
You have like 50 lady cows.
Yeah.
50 male cows.
Yeah.
And you get raise them to be slaughtered. You think you're just going to what? What's happened to those?
Brother, I get on the phone. I say, any farmer in the area want a stud? They say, yeah.
Yeah.
I give them my boy cows.
Yeah. How
what
many
up,
times?
Farmers? Anyone need their cows? Fuck. Not by me.
Not by me. I'm not good
with that. Yeah, but like, in terms
I was trying
of
to be
scale,
a cool farmer, and now I sound like a freak farmer.
I don't want
to
fuck your cows.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Can I try? I'm going to call you back.
Hello, it's me. Yeah. Not again for the first time. I got a horny ball here. Oh, fuck.
Give me one more try. Third time's a charm.
But like that is so. So one bull was able to inseminate, say, 100 cows in that situation.
A lot of coming a bull.
You're not gonna want to be studying every single one of those bulls, right?
Why not? Because you sell those bulls.
Yeah, but there's only like a limited amount of farms, right?
Not really.
I guess.
Not back in the day. The farms everywhere.
Back in the day, I'm saying now. You've got like a lot of product there that you could then go to sell to an abattoir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You probably
I'm going to settle this debate by saying we probably do eat bull and they just call it cow.
Yeah. Yeah, because a cow is a cow.
Yeah. Well, a cow is a cow, but a bull. No, bovine? Yeah.
Well, a bovine and a cow, they're both the same thing.
No, yeah, but a bull is
a cow, but a bull is a bull.
And a sow is a cow?
No, a sow is a pig. Lady pig.
You had a pig.
What's a girl cow?
Cow!
So cow is both.
No!
But cow is also lady
bull
cow?
Bull and cow are the two you're looking for.
Then what's the thing?
Well, the thing is a cow.
Bovine.
No, the thing is a cow. That's what I'm saying, right? I've never been so confident, but also I'm like, I don't know.
This cannot be true. It can't be that cows are cows, but girl cows are cows, and bulls are boy cows. There's no way that's right.
Look it up on your little machine.
You've got the Johnny Little Machine this episode.
What is a
lady cow?
They are bovine, but are other animals bovine?
Yeah, like an ox. Is
what is the name
no, that can't
of
be right.
a lady cow?
Because a bear is ursine, but that's all bears.
Yeah.
It's cattle, and cows are cattle.
We're so fucking stupid.
So bulls and cows are cattle.
That's so stupid, dude.
And cows are girl cattle.
It's insane how stupid we are.
What's a sow?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah, being James Bond would suck.
Do I get his intelligence? Because I need to rip back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, I'm dumb.
Does
the Santa Claus get Santa's wisdom?
Oh, he knows why kids are naughty and nice.
Yeah.
So I guess
does Bond know animal husbandry? He grew up on a farm. Yeah, he would.
Yeah, he would know. Yeah.
I'm a city boy. I don't know shit. I know the... No, that's... I don't do between a street and a road. I don't.
Is there a difference? Oh, we can't go. What have you got?
What's the difference in the parade?
Please, man.
A court is a circle.
I know that. I grew up on a parade. What? What's
is
that?
Is it about bends or something? Length?
Is it like a nothing thing? Like, is it just like what you decide on the day?
So I don't know. Because like I'm thinking like, what's the, you know, I grew up with like, you know, yeah, we get a city boy. Yeah, I grew up. Yeah, I don't know what the difference between a skyscraper and a, no, I don't. What
a skyscraper and a what?
I was about to say like, you know, oh, a skyscraper and a tall building. I don't. Is it height?
Yeah, I would say it has to be over a certain amount of floors. I don't know what it is.
Maybe what it's made out of?
No, I reckon it would be height.
I reckon it's height.
Because the name skyscraper.
He's scraping that sky.
He's scraping the sky, brother.
Yeah, but if you had like a really tall, like old building, made of plaster and stone, would that still be a skyscraper?
It wouldn't get that high.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Because that's the whole thing. Like skyscrapers are hard to build because the wind fucks them up.
Yeah.
And earthquakes?
It's trouble, dude.
It's bad out there for a skyscraper.
Yeah, it's bad news.
So I guess, Country Joel probably knows a lot more than City Joel.
City Joel
don't know much.
Yeah, oh, God,
fuck,
dude.
City Joel know
it's
nothing.
Really, it's
and don't give that guy a license to kill.
You would get a license to kill. That's pretty cool.
I guess.
Not necessarily. Bond doesn't start with a license to kill, and he has to get that license to kill by killing three people.
But then he's...
Yeah, that's how it starts. I've always been confused by that.
That's weird. Because
the opening of Casino Royale is his third kill, and then he gets a license to kill.
So he's doing it illegally, and then...
No, I guess it must just be like how you can drive, like, learner drivers.
Okay, so he's got like a probationary license to kill.
He's got a learner license to kill.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess when you become a James Bond, they're like, hey... You got three training missions, I guess. And if you pass those, then you get a license to kill.
That makes sense. So I put the jacket on, I get a little phone call that like, welcome, murder 007.
Oh no.
Would you take the jacket off? I don't know.
How does that work in Santa Claus? Because he does have to take the jacket off at point.
It might be the kind of situation where it just comes back. Yeah, I think, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I guess
you kind of lose yourself in the...
I guess I gotta keep...
Yeah, just become James Bond. And that's crazy. Like, we just don't know you anymore.
No, I got stuff to do.
Like, if you become Santa Claus or whatever, it's like, well, whatever. We can come to the North Pole if you invite us. I would hope you would.
If you become Santa Claus, you're telling your friends?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to. I think I'll be very lonely in the North Pole by myself.
Yeah. Well, you've got Mrs. Claus, someone else's wife. Yeah. It's you and someone else's wife and a whole bunch of elves. You can't cock a dead
boys,
person.
The best thing ever. I think I'm rich for one.
I'm rich in elves and wife.
I'm fucking another guy's wife and I live in the snow. I don't imagine that as a text to you, but just like, what does he mean?
Jackson's having a good day.
What does he mean by rich?
I'm rich in
health. He says he's
rich in experience? ? Or cash?
And that's just a photo of me in the North Pole, a selfie.
And then with
the
caption, "Dunno."
That is elves, and that is someone else's wife, and he is balls deep in it.
Wow. Okay.
Then sick Big Jack!
That's awesome. Have a good day.
Thanks, man.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, I'd invite you to the North Pole.
Unfortunately, you can't cuck a dead man's wife, though.
That's true.
The whole till death do us part.
They parted.
Death did them part.
Well, what if you're wearing their clothes?
Yeah, well, that's
it's
more
fucked up.
Complicated. Yeah.
It feels like her kink.
But I don't think,
anyway.
In the Santa Claus, he doesn't fuck Santa's.
Well, he's already got his own wife.
Yeah. But he has to get a new wife.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the...
That's the Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, the sequel.
The fictional sequel I made up.
The Santa
but
Claus
But that is part
2.
Of it.
Do you want me to find out what the Santa Claus 2 is called?
I think it's called the Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready to be right. I'm putting all my eggs in this basket.
What fictional jacket do you think should get the Santa Claus treatment?
Oh, I didn't know it was fictional.
We'll go with his jacket.
I was going to say just like a park ranger's jacket because it's a lot of responsibility. We'll go fictional, and I'll pick Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear comics.
Okay, so do you get his incompetence?
I think I get a bear that annoys me.
Okay.
Two bears, actually.
Are they smarter than
the average bear? Yes.
How smart's a bear?
Well, these ones are walking upright. One's wearing a tie, so...
Okay, I was like, am I smarter than an average bear? No.
No. As this episode has proven, no. Absolutely not.
So what do you think the Santa Claus 2 is called? I'll give you another chance.
I I want to say the Mrs. Claus, but okay. I'm assuming that's wrong.
Yeah, so I will give you a hint. Okay. I have said the title in my question.
Is it just called the Santa Claus 2? Okay.
The third one's called Santa Claus 3.
The Escape Clause?
Escape Clause, okay. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, in it, they talk about a Mrs. Claus because he's got to get a wife or he'll lose his Santa powers. That's how it works.
Okay.
So I'm a bit right. Just simply be like,
okay.
How are you a bit right? Well, you were like, asked the title.
Does she put on the jacket? Like his no, current but
she,
wife?
I think she does get Santa powers. No, it's not his current wife. It's a new lady.
So he.
Because he's divorced.
Oh, he is divorced.
Yeah, oh. In the first movie, oh. Guys,
it's been a while.
You've misremembered every plot point so far, and now you're like,
yeah,
guys.
What the fuck, coming for us?
In the first movie, yeah. Scott Calvin is divorced from his wife.
Okay.
And his wife is now married to some scumbag.
I
want to
say Kerry Ewells, but I think I'm thinking of Liar Liar.
Could be.
Yeah.
But the wife's new husband is like, hey, little kid, Santa's not real.
Judge Reinhold, I believe, plays the new husband.
Yeah. What's that guy up to these days?
Let me just check. What's going on?
Is he
going
to do the? Is he part of the Beverly Hills Cop remake?
No, redo.
Redo?
Sequel? I think it's a sequel. That's
yes,
crazy.
He is.
Ah,
Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley. That's not a good name.
That's a terrible name.
Prior to that, he was in a movie called The Bad Grandmas.
Okay.
Where he was. Second lead?
Is that a sequel to Bad Grandpa's?
Production.
Does an old lady make out with a very young
fella? Yeah, I believe
the comedy follows the activities of four grandmothers whose lives seem normal and unremarkable.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's sad.
After they accidentally kill a sleazy insurance agent,
a
con man whom the insurance agent owed money to comes looking for his money.
Put on his jacket?
Things go from bad to worse when the four grandmas go to work covering up the crime and try to outwit the con man.
That sounds like an awesome movie.
Yeah, it does not sound at all like Bad Grandpas.
I'm into it. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay.
Judge Reinhold is Harry the con man. Pam Grier, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, he's divorced, and then he has to find a new wife in the all second.
Right. What wife are you finding for your jacket?
I don't think I need to find a wife if I'm Ranger Smith.
Okay,
I think I just got to deal with a bear. But do I have do I get the responsibilities? Of a park ranger, or like how locked in am I by the transformation?
Locked in.
Yeah, that's concerning.
I think because he tries to fight it.
Yeah.
But it just nothing he does like stops that transformation because he gets the heartbeat.
Shaves his beard, but it grows back.
Could I, Sam Ranger Smith?
Gets fat as shit.
Yeah, he does. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Sam Ranger Smith.
Imagine being that big but feeling awesome.
Oh,
that would be the dream.
And where cookies and cake and shit just makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like even though that's Santa, like, he's a big guy, like, he could pack a punch.
Oh, yeah. Most Santas look like they could absolutely wreck your shit.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%, dude. 100%.
All that Santa's weight behind that punch?
Yeah.
He has, like, Santas have what people often refer to as, like, the Jack Black energy.
Yes, where absolutely.
They're, like, not traditionally in shape, but you're like, oh, yeah, you could probably high kick my head off.
Yeah. You could pick me up and throw me off a bridge.
Yeah.
With relative ease. So, say I'm Ranger Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I spend a little bit of time getting fucking hassled by Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Boo Boo, pick a dick basket. Oh, yum, yum, yum. I hope that Ranger Smith doesn't come find me.
That bear's talking.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
What the fuck?
The bear's talking and it's got a goddamn tie on.
Who tied a tie on this bear?
I'm wearing a little hat.
Would I become... By becoming Ranger Smith, am I less afraid of a talking bear?
Well, right?
I suppose
Santa Claus isn't like, elves!
Elves!
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah, true.
Or like, flying reindeer.
Yeah, he's just kind of takes it in stride.
So I guess you have to cop it.
What I would be scared, if I tried to get rid of Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
Yes.
Can I change Smith?
What are you coming to talk to me? Oh,
it was a trank. I'm not killing a bear.
Sleepier than an average.
He's not going down. Thunk. That might kill him. That might be trank. But if I trank him and I send him to another national park, like, can I change the Ranger Smith experience?
Yeah.
Like, could Santa Santa Claus be like, I'm changing the way we do things?
Like, dumping all the presents in the ocean, firing the elves? How would he change it?
Well, could he dump all the presents in the ocean? Let's explore that.
Well, what happens?
I guess a lot of sad children.
Wet presents?
Yeah, but like, would there be some...
A lot more rubbish in the ocean?
Dead sea turtles?
Yeah.
But would...
Oh, no, this turtle choked on a Nintendo.
A whale learns to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Whale runs...
I don't know if you want that responsibility.
I don't
want
to see a whale riding a bike sea and being like, I did that.
No, whales shouldn't go on land.
But is a whale saying I did that, or are you like, I did that?
I'm saying I did that. But a whale rides out on a bike and turns this huge head to me. I did that. I'm like,
he did.
I'm going to walk into the ocean.
I sure hope something in here kills me.
No, but yeah, I'm just wondering if he has like instinct, Santa instincts now.
Yeah.
So he does. I guess.
You got Ranger Smith instincts.
Would my Ranger Smith instincts be like, I need to be hassled by it? Because Ranger Smith never tries to come up with a permanent solution.
It's basically.
Yeah, there's no final solution.
No. It's like ego death.
Yeah.
Well, it's all ego sharing.
Yeah, like I lose a lot of myself.
So, well, you maintain somewhat of yourself, but you do get like the concept of whatever Santa Claus is, or the concept of Ranger Smith, who is kind of present in there to kind of compel you to do things.
Yeah.
Like you have been born with Jackson brain, like I've been born with, and unfortunately those are the brains we're born with.
Yeah. And there's away from that.
We were dealt bad hands.
Yeah.
And so we can't get away from that, because that's also it's also our body chemistry is helping with those thoughts.
Mm.
Hindering
those thoughts.
But now with Ranger Smith, you then have his physiology now affecting how you think.
Ranger Smith's dumb as shit, isn't he?
Who
played Ranger Smith in the Yogi Bear movie?
I want to say Will Ferrell, because it just seems right.
Well, I just feel like once we know who played
him. Is it Colin Hanks?
Whoa, that actually probably bodes.
I feel like it's Colin Hanks, which is a crazy bit of information for my brain to have held on to.
Well, yeah, I mean,
if it's true,
I knew that Justin Timberlake was the voice actor for one of them.
Yeah, that's we don't know too much about the Yogi Bear movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not. You're wrong.
It's not Colin Hanks. Thank God. Although maybe that's more concerning.
It's Tom Cavanaugh, who looks exactly like Colin Hanks.
Okay. Stuckeyville. I can be forgiven.
Okay.
What?
You know, Ed or whatever?
Oh, yeah, Ed.
Yeah.
What's Ed? I only know
Ed. TV series? He's a lawyer.
No, I know Ed TV.
No, not Ed TV. Goes back.
Ed the Talking Mule? The horse, sorry?
Tom Cavanaugh, he does a series.
Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's a horse that talks.
They fed that horse so much peanut butter.
Horse that had a peanut butter addiction.
That's so funny. That horse is like, the other day on set, another whole jar of peanut butter.
Today rules for me.
Yeah.
He plays a guy called Ed, maybe. He's a lawyer. He goes to a small town. Everyone's like, big shot lawyer.
Oh, he's Dan from your favorite TV show, Scrubs.
Oh, and
the guy
JD.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh,
JD's brother.
Okay.
Dan.
Dorian. Like the gray.
He also plays Reverse Flash.
Yeah, he does.
In The Flash.
Whoa.
TV series.
Yeah, CW series. Yeah.
Okay. So, is Agent Smith? No, Ranger Smith.
Yeah.
Is he dumb as shit?
I don't think he's stupid. I think he's just very frustrated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if a guy is outwitted by a bear that's smarter than the average bear, I guess he actually has to be pretty stupid. Hey.
But does that mean that a bear's intelligent is, like, on par with the human?
Well,
because if a bear who is smarter than the average bear can outwit a regular human, does that mean when it comes to like mental stats, a bear and a human equal?
Well, Yogi Bear and Boo Boo definitely.
Because they're smarter than the average bear.
And they're quite a bit smarter in that they can talk.
Yeah, so then an average bear.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Is that as smart as an average human?
I don't think so.
So,
yes.
Here's a bit of backstory on Ranger John Smith.
Okay. Yes.
He's a former U.S. Army soldier.
All right.
He is trying to put a permanent end to the Yogi Bear problem, but not with death. He wants to send Yogi to the zoo,
which is a smart
place to send him.
I'd do the same thing.
But he loves Boo Boo.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't love Boo Boo. Although I suppose I would grow to love Boo Boo.
What's his what rank did he get
in the army?
Yeah,
how many confirmed kills?
I'm just wondering, was he officer rank? Did he kind of like rise in the ranks?
Yeah,
because that might. You know, if not intelligence, at least, you know, a way of, like, you know, gaming the system.
That's true. How old is Ranger Smith?
I don't know. I always thought maybe, like, 45.
I wonder why he retired from the army.
Honorably discharged.
Ranger Smith has come under fire in popular culture because it has led to some complaints from park rangers about the job being misunderstood and not being treated seriously by the public. As these stereotypes fail to recognize some park rangers as law enforcement officers. So park rangers are basically cops and Ranger Smith is a buffoon and everyone's like, you're a joke.
We're not like that. We're not outwitted it's by like a bear.
It's like if Reno 911 changed the face of police.
Sad it didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, when you put on the jacket, you might get a phone call from Yogi and be like, hey, we've had a good thing going. I swipe picnic baskets. You pretend to catch me. And this is the game.
Okay.
I am a bear.
And also part of Ranger Smith's reasoning for hating Yogi is something you could relate to.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that he steals the picnic baskets because that makes extra work for him.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh,
dude.
You're lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess you become lazier.
Well, what by stealing the picnic basket, what's the extra work I gotta do?
I'm gonna hunt it down, I guess.
People are complaining. Dealing with complaints.
Bears, dude.
I don't know, dude. It's a bear.
What fucking buffoon jobs have you had where if someone gets hassled by something...
Not my responsibility. What's nature? What?
Well, come on. If someone comes up and is like, a bear took my coffee, you're like...
You worked at a cafe. You worked at a cafe. If someone was like, a dog bit me in your cafe, you know, just not going to be like, well...
Yeah, but if we're at the dog park and I don't own the dog, and somebody comes up to me and they're like, this dog bit me, I'm like, well, I don't know. Take it up with the dog.
No, because it's a dog.
A loose dog in the cafe is the same thing as...
No, because a dog has a... Okay, like,
it's a dog-friendly cafe.
I would say it's more like if a magpie swoops and like hits someone in the head.
Yeah.
Because that's nature. A dog is someone's responsibility in our society.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're going to be like, whatever.
Okay. Talk to the
Can't
owner.
Deal with a dog
a
there.
Magpie...
A magpie, say, shits in someone's coffee.
Or
I'll get you a new coffee.
Yeah, so you're dealing with the problem. Yeah, but is extra work. You're making the coffee again, you stupid fuck. It's the same shit.
If somebody came up to you, they were like, magpie stole my sandwich.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
You'd probably give them another sandwich.
It's more like you go to the beach.
And you're at the beach.
You're at the beach. You have a lot of fish and chips.
Okay.
You're eating your fish and chips, and then a flock of seagulls comes and just eats all your chips. Yeah. Are you going to go back to the fish and chip room and be like, I was at the beach?
But it's not even like that. It's like you're at the beach eating fish and chips.
Yeah.
And a bunch of seagulls eat the fish and chips.
Yeah.
And then you go up to the lifeguard.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hey, somebody ate my fish and chips. Lifeguard would be like, you drowning?
Yeah, but that's not what the fucking...
I'm on your side.
It's got nothing to do with me,
dude. Why were you eating goddamn sandwiches with this bear's present? This is on you. Run away. You come into the goddamn forest where the bear lives with a goddamn tasty sandwich that a bear can smell, and now it's my problem.
It's
a bear fucking
bear, brother.
Fucking, it's a bear. What do you want me to do, man? Wrestle the bear for your sandwich? Fucking go home. Go to a cafe. Come.
Get another sandwich. I don't know.
So if leave me alone.
Yeah.
Take a couple of steps back in the episode where I revealed what a park ranger's job is.
Yeah.
And knowing that Yogi Bear lives in a national park, of course it's his fucking job to deal with it.
What's a park ranger's job? Is it a cop?
Like
going to arrest the bear?
No.
Am I going to be like, you know what? Don't bring a goddamn sandwich with us a bear.
Yeah.
But it's a park.
That happens to people. They don't complain to the rangers.
Yes,
just like,
they
that
would.
That was scary.
They'd be like, I got like an animal hassled me. They'd be like, because I'd have to keep an eye on it. Well, like if a dog bites someone.
A bear eats somebody's picnic. What's my responsibility?
Put up a sign. Don't bring picnic where their bear.
Ignore
this on you fuckwits.
Ignore the picnic tables we've set up in this national park and all the places to buy the food around here.
What do I do? A bear eats somebody's picnic. What do I do?
You gotta fucking console and fucking maybe file
what
some paperwork.
What am I, a therapist?
No!
Oh, I'm so sorry your sandwich got stolen.
I'd probably be like, that's gonna be unhealthy for the bear. That's what
it
I'm
sucks.
Thinking.
Well, yeah, it's still a job. You have to then care for the fucking bear or tell the fucking vet. That's still a job.
A vet? The bear just goes off in the woods and I'm like, that bear's got a terrible diet.
That bear's gonna shit plastic.
That bear's gonna die.
That's it's a shame.
So you think...
Yeah.
As a park ranger, a bear eats someone's sandwich on your watch. Nothing you can do.
Not my job to protect people from the bear.
Not even to the point of like, it's so not your job that you don't even want to hear about
it. It's maybe my job to go and educate people of stop. Hey, you know when you have a picnic, maybe put it where the bear can get.
Yeah.
If you go camping where there's bears, generally you put like, you make sure that your food is contained so the bear can't smell it.
That's just like a thing that happens.
Yeah. Bring bear mace.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Leave me alone.
I don't know, dude. Eat your sandwich quicker. It's not my problem.
Okay. So you had a close encounter with a bear.
Yeah.
And you got away without getting ate.
Yeah. You're
and
alive?
You're bitching to me about your lost
your
goddamn
ham sandwich. Is gone.
Oh my God. I want your life.
Grow up,
my lord. This grow is the grow up. Grow up. That's what I would be
That's
saying.
That's my response.
I'm glad neither of you are in front facing customer service roles.
I don't think a park ranger is a customer service
it
role.
Is. Come on. It is.
No. It's a conservation role.
Yeah.
But it's still like the whole
I'm not dealing with if a cunt is coming to me complaining that a bear ate his sandwich, I'm like, Jesus.
You maintain
Christ.
Paths. You maintain the count of what animals are in the area.
Yeah.
You maintain invasive species.
Yeah.
You honestly don't think that ensuring that people fucking have a nice time at a park that you are open and attracting has come to the park as part of their job.
Not as a national park, no. That's not part of the
deal. It might be part of my job, maybe, is to educate. Maybe I work at the cabin to be like, oh, you're coming. This is the path you can take.
Yeah.
Be wary of a bear. Don't bring a fucking picnic. If you're going to have a sandwich, make sure that it's not like lathered in like ham everywhere that the bear
bears
can smell.
Love ham.
I don't know if you know this about bears, but this bear in particular, stop bringing in ham sandwiches
especially
to this
if I
park.
Work at the yellow, whatever it's called, Jellystone National Park,
where
Yogi Bear works. Somebody comes in with a picnic
Yogi
and I'm
Bear
like,
works. You somebody, paying him? Is he on the payroll?
Somebody comes in with a fucking picnic at Jellystone National Park.
Yeah.
I'm like, that picnic's gone.
Yeah.
I'd say eat that in your car, dude.
That's like, look, it happens a couple times. I'm like, fair enough. I'm like, okay, this is a bear here who loved picnics. I'm putting up a sign, no picnics.
Yeah, don't have a picnic.
Don't
here.
Bring picnic baskets with full of ham sandwiches. Don't do
That's
this.
On management, to be honest. Got nothing to do with me.
So being a park ranger is fine because you have no responsibilities.
No, I've got just other responsibilities not related to Yogi Bear.
Yeah. So
well, other than
Yogi.
Seeing Yogi Bear and logging down one black bear.
Stole bear. Another picnic basket. Send email to management.
I probably look at Yogi Bear. I'm like, oh, that's another black bear. We got 50 black bears in the park. That's good.
Brown?
I don't know. I would
brown
get
bear.
Oh, yeah, is he a grizzly?
He's a brown bear.
What's Boo-Boo? Boo-Boo's small.
Boo-Boo is
he's
small.
A baby,
like
right?
a sun bear
no,
or something?
He's not a
baby. An adult man.
He's an adult. Boo-Boo's an adult.
Yeah.
I just thought he was a child.
No, he's like,
Boo-Boo's
like a full
like
guy.
The son of Yogi
a
or
little
something.
Bit, yeah. They're like just like good friends. They're just like buddies.
He's so little.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Some bears can be small, I guess.
Yeah. He's that, but I
maybe
think
he's
a
meant to be a black. Black bears are smaller than...
Oh, it's me, Boo-Boo. I'm
but they're both
smaller
brown.
Than the average bear.
Doesn't Boo-Boo sound like this a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Yogi.
Oh, Yogi, I'm Boo-Boo the bear.
Yeah.
It's me, Boo-Boo the bear.
I'm Boo-Boo the bear,
Yogi. Don't eat me, I'm
you
only
you gotta
small.
Stop eating all those ham sandwiches. It's making you so sick.
Yogi, I'm small bean.
Yeah. Yogi, they hate when we eat the picnic man.
Eels
heel?
Our Boo-Boo sounds haunted. I don't like him. Anyway, what'd you
I
pick?
I like the press Boo-Boo.
Yeah.
What Jack are you picking? What
well,
you picking?
I think, like, obviously, when you think jackets, you gotta think superheroes.
Oh,
there's a lot of famous jackets, and maybe none more famous than one that I don't want, and that is Gambit's jacket.
Oh, he's got a very long jacket. It's got like a trench coat. Yeah,
Duster.
Or Dustin. Oh, yeah, Dustin.
Remy LeBeau.
Would you get his powers?
Yeah.
Kinetic energy. You can charge shit.
Charge shit up.
I'm gonna fucking blow up my phone all the time accidentally.
That fully hit my nose. That was crazy.
Zammit doesn't need the powers. Yeah. He can do it
he's
already.
He's just doing it already.
It's fun.
Imagine you slit my throat like that.
One time I did, so I was just fucking around doing this, right?
Yeah.
And it was another room, and I did that.
Yeah.
And it went through a door, and I just heard an ow!
Did you
cut someone's forehead.
What
was
the
it your
fuck?
Wife?
Nah, it was like years ago.
What the hell?
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
Another friend of mine was doing it and just fucking embedded into a wall. Once.
I really love that you're telling this story whilst hucking them at me. I cut someone's forehead. Oh, yeah, where are you aiming them, man?
I'm not.
Your face.
Your head. Anyway. Your forehead, actually.
Yeah, so I guess I get the kinetic energy or whatever, which is annoying because I'd use it wrong and wouldn't know what I'm doing.
Well,
so,
you're just charging stuff up
check
and throwing
my phone.
It.
Oh, charge my phone. Blow up my
no,
phone. Charge my phone.
Yeah. You can charge it for a bit, but you need to make sure that you're like,
you don't overcharge it,
Yeah, like...
You get the accent?
Yeah, which is that's
Cajun?
A problem.
Nice.
Cajun accent.
Go I don't on. Know how to do that.
Creole. How you doing, hard. Baby? It's like, yeah, it's kind of a Cajun accent.
Sorry, can we get that again?
How you doing, baby?
How you doing, baby?
Yeah, it's like a Cajun accent. There's a guy I watch on TikTok.
It's kind of more French, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, yeah. He says, how you doing, baby? He's a really great cooking guy. He cooks a bunch of stuff on a grill, slams down. He says, pat of butter, baby, and slams down a whole pat of butter. It's awesome.
Is this
he makes shit with alligator all the time.
Yeah!
I fucking love it. Fuck, I wish I could remember his name.
And it's like, I swimp. Make that swimp.
Swimp, baby. Batter butter, baby.
Batter butter, make that swimp.
Yeah, you rock.
Oh, you got like that. Yeah, kind of thing. Like, almost like your tongue is a bit too big.
Yeah.
Oh, you could cook up a good gumbo.
Yeah, would you learn how to make,
because there was an episode of, I think, one of the X-Men series recently where we get Gambit's gumbo recipe.
You can make a gumbo.
Is Huey got a gumbo? Maybe Huey's got a gumbo. Look up G for gumbo.
What's Huey got the fucking, I hope there is a, whoa, tricks of the trade.
Glossary at the back.
Homemade mayonnaise.
Holy man.
Mayonnaise is easy to make.
Oh, there's a lot of awesome photos of Huey in this. Of Huey just like hanging out back in the day. Oh, here you go. It's just probably in categories.
In the glossary in the back, is there under G for gumbo?
There's a whole chapter on asparagus. awesome. From 48 to 56, it's all asparagus.
Surely there's something in between.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
No gumbo. Well, that's tragic.
Go to the back.
Go to the back.
Go to the glossary.
The Wonders of Mince. Can't wait to read that one. That only got 10 pages, yet asparagus... Oh no, I guess asparagus
got eight.
Whoa, that's an awesome photo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess you're getting the powers of glossary. Getting the powers of Gambit, so you can charge shit up.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the Thieves Guild, or you could wait, thank you.
Do you have to move to Louisiana?
I'm moving to a bayou, which, to be honest, is part of the reason I don't want to go.
What's wrong with the bayou?
Yeah. Nothing's really wrong with the bayou, but I'll be hot.
It will be humid.
Moggy.
Alligators.
Alligators don't faze me too much.
Brave.
Yeah.
I'm probably impressed.
Like, I mean, people you can charge one up.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's like...
Does Kevin ever do that? Charge a guy and throw him?
He
should.
He should. I think, well, he could be a lot more powerful, but he got a little bit lobotomized by Mr. Sinister.
Oh, that's sad.
And so he doesn't have as many big powers.
Is that happening, JD?
Define lobotomized.
So in some universes, Gambit is actually very powerful to become like the power of the sun.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so he went and made a deal with Sinister to be like, can you just kind of nerf my power?
Oh, too powerful.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need that. And then you go and he does that, and then as a favor, you lead the Marauders down to the Maw tunnels, and then they slaughter them.
Oh,
anyway,
that raises an interesting question. So say Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
Yes. Yeah.
Say the prior Santa. Loved MILFs.
Yeah.
Okay? Huge MILF guy.
Okay.
MILF freak.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
okay.
He dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Tim Allen.
So, okay. So I guess it would be like whatever is the primordial Santa Claus.
Yes.
And so this other guy, this other Santa Claus was here and he was like, I'm going to wear that jacket. And that guy, he loved MILF.
OG Santa, neutral on MILF. Okay.
So now the new Santa Claus who loved MILF, how long was he Santa Claus for? Before then, the next one came along and became Santa Claus.
We don't know. So let's say 100 years.
So 100 years. So then it's like how much of the second Santa Claus was affected the old Santa Claus. So when you put on his jacket, how much are you getting of the primordial Santa Claus?
And how much do you get of all the Santas that came before him?
Yeah.
I know.
And it can like that Santa Claus affect, as in, sorry, the second Santa Claus affect the primordial Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Zamet laid down three cards whilst making that explanation, and I don't think it helped. What does each card represent?
Well, primordial Santa, new Santa, Tim Allen.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? It did make
sense.
You
just weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll get King, Queens, and Jacks. Might help you. There you go.
Yeah.
So we got the primordial
Santa, i.e. the king.
So the first Santa, and then succeeded by 100-year
MILF
Santa.
MILF Santa, and then you come along.
Well, because if primordial Santa wasn't a MILF Santa, but then the second Santa was a MILF Santa, then I guess that's not part of being Santa. You just get to keep some of your personality.
Well, no, but then for 100 years... Well, it became synonymous. Santa Claus loved MILFs.
Yeah, but then I guess you can bring your own twist to it. Then, so maybe new Santa could be a big fan of Girls Gone Wild.
Just loves
party girls.
Loves party girls.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because then if OG... Mm. Well, no, but it's OG Gambit that got his powers sort of neutered.
Yeah.
So I guess that is happening.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be too bad. I was worried about blowing up my phone, and I feel like if I had the power of the sun, my phone is copying it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I love looking at my phone.
Would you use your Gambit powers at all? Like, what would you use them for?
being able to telekinetically charge something and then throw it with, you know,
I'd go 10-pin bowling with my friends. And I think it would be a funny way to enter the game.
That'd be a good trick.
You play normal the whole time.
And then right at the end, especially if I'm losing, charge the ball, roll it down, hits the bins, explodes.
I hate sore losers, Dusha. It makes everything an explosion.
Dusha, are you going to use your powers on this one? No.
Dude, I would never.
I think you're going to. I'm not
going to. I'm not. I'm doing really good.
I just noticed that you're down by 28 in the final frame, and your first ball was not a strike, so therefore you probably can't win here.
No, I don't. I'm just enjoying playing
spare, and then maybe a strike. Maybe it'll all sort itself out. You're gonna blow up the whole.
He's fucking doing it.
He's charging the ball.
And I guess like part of the problem that would also be bad for this is that I would have to deal with Professor X.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. You become a mutant.
So yeah, like the Bayou or whatever, not for me.
Yeah.
Sentinels?
The School for Extraordinary Children or whatever it's
gifted?
Called.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm an adult,
you don't have to go back to school. No. That's a choice you make.
Do I have to teach?
Turning up at the school being like, I'm here to enroll. Professor X being like...
I guess that's a response.
How old are you?
This is the school for clever children, not for good... men.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a few good men's schools.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So I guess the responsibilities of Gambit currently would be, I guess, being Rogue's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. Oh, no, that's hard.
Yeah.
Kiss,
just suck your juice out of you.
Yeah.
Although I think at the moment she got a bit of control over that. So kiss good.
Kiss good.
Yeah. Maybe it's nice to get your juice sucked a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, dude, who doesn't love to get their juice sucked
just
a little bit?
Just a little suck of the juice, yeah.
And I guess you're the head of the Thieves Guild in Louisiana?
Sounds like a lot of jobs that I don't want.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah, like having to run a thieves guild, also having to fucking teach. When am I sleeping?
You got an ex-wife.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I think she's the head of the assassin guild. You got to deal with that.
Well, what's her relationship like?
Oh, it's messy.
Well, then, I mean, I've killed her ex-husband.
He tries to kill you a lot.
Well, I succeeded.
But you're not Gambit. But you look like Gambit.
Yeah. But I killed Gambit. But the Gambit that she hates is dead at my hand.
But he doesn't transform into like
that guy.
He just looks like Dusha with Gambit traits.
Yeah. So I guess you would inherit, like you would be the rightful heir of, say, the Thieves Guild.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Because everything else was the previous Gambit. That was a job.
So yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, you could teach some of the students. Suddenly, you could be an X-Men.
I think suddenly being a grown-up mutant, though, would probably mean that I am entangled in the X-Men.
Yes, well, that's true. That's
because
true.
Because I guess you wouldn't have control of your abilities.
Yeah.
Help Professor X. I keep blowing up my phone.
I keep blowing up anything I touch.
Well, I'll make you a phone that won't blow up. Welcome to the school. No, that's all I need.
You don't want to get
trained? No, the phone that won't blow up, that's all I need.
It's also funny. Why is Professor X making gadgets?
I don't know.
He makes gadgets.
He's just looking after you.
Gadgets?
He's looking after you.
Professor X makes gadgets. He made Cyclops' eyes.
Well, like, yeah,
I think.
Did he make his eyes?
He makes his ruby quartz visor.
He makes that, yeah?
Cyclops, I've made you a new pair of eyes. Because your old ones keep making that laser.
Yes.
What?
Well, no, the laser keeps punching people.
The laser seems really annoying, but these eyes won't do it.
Yeah, we're going to poke them out.
Put in brand new eyes I made. And this is the phone for Joel Dusha that doesn't explode. I wish he'd stuck around.
Did he make Rogue's gloves, or does she just wear normal gloves?
I don't think they're just special gloves.
They're just gloves. Like, Professor X, can you help me?
I've spent a long time in the workshop.
Here's some gloves. They're real cow leather. Cattle leather. We've learned this.
Sucks the power out, becomes a cow.
Whoa! Can Rogue suck the power out of inanimate objects or just guys?
Just living things.
So she can suck the power out of an alive cow.
She could touch a cow. She could become the memories and powers of a cow.
Tree?
Cactus?
I don't think it goes to, say...
Does it have to be
Laura.
A power she sucks?
No, because that's memories, because she does it to her first boyfriend, Cody. She sucks him dry of memories, and then he dies.
I think sucking the memories of a cow would be really depressing.
But then you'd have cow, once again, talking about cow thoughts. But you'd have, you get the memories of cow, but they're filled to the mind of a cow.
That would be honestly lovely.
Kind of good.
No, I think it would be... incredibly neutral.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be nice, right? You're stressed or whatever. Yeah. It's been a busy day. And you're like, I'm just going to go to my cow place.
No, I don't think
that's... Then you think cow thoughts for an hour. Yeah. It's like meditation.
So you go, because you go to a thing, you touch a cow. You got to make sure you get a happy cow.
Yeah.
And so they had to kill the cow.
Yeah.
They had to kill the cow for
his touch
memories.
It a little bit.
Okay, he's like a little bit out of a cow.
It's big.
Yeah, who doesn't like to get their juice sucked? That's what you establish.
You know that is went around years ago.
Yeah.
It's all set to U2's A Beautiful Day.
Okay.
And it's like, and it's somewhere, it's like a farm somewhere where they don't get a lot of sun for a bit, and they put all these cows in this farm.
I think
farm.
I know this video, yeah.
And then they open up the, like, you know, the barn doors. And
cows
then you
see
get,
sun.
Cows see the sun and the grass the first time in months. It's all set to U2's A Beautiful Day, and the cows are frolicking.
Beautiful.
They're shoving their face in the
beautiful
grass.
Stuff.
It's a good time. You as Rogue go there at that moment.
Suck the cow.
And be like, wait maybe 5 minutes and be just like, whoop. Suck off them cow memories.
Yeah, okay.
And
at that point,
big bliss.
Oh, you can think about cow bliss whenever you want.
Yeah, and at that point, that'll you don't even awesome. Care about not being able to touch your boyfriend because you killed him or whatever.
Just cow bliss. You just go to your cow bliss.
I'm like,
cow.
You know that time I killed my first boyfriend when I was 16? You know what? Cow bliss!
I've seen grass!
Sun and grass. First time in six goddamn months.
That would be good.
Yeah. I think that, yeah.
Maybe wear Rogue's jacket.
Yeah, maybe that's
Rogue's
the
jacket. Suck off a cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Living the dream, dude.
Play U2.
Yeah.
Yes, good. Thank
this
you, Bono.
Yeah.
I love your music stylings. They don't all your albums don't sound the same.
Bono hates U2. Yeah. That's sad. He fell off his bike, hurt himself, and then when he was in hospital, he was like, I hate my band, and I can't sing. Yeah.
Well,
that's a true thing. Well, that happened to Bono, and it happened like 4 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Bono hurt himself and decided U2, not for him. But he's still in U2, so now when you see live clips
not
of U2 at the Sphere,
yeah.
Know
yeah.
that Bono's miserable.
You know, I've never wanted to go see U2, but now I do.
Yeah, yeah. With
just
that
like
knowledge.
Every time he sings and the fact that he'll have like fallbacks and everyone can hear himself, he'd be like, I fucking stink.
Oh, that's good stuff.
My voice sucks and our songs are bad.
Well, good jackets, everyone.
Yeah,
good jackets.
I realized
one and all.
About two-thirds of the way through this episode, sometime around the cow talk, I think, we said good jackets at the start, and we all picked bad ones.
Name one bad jacket.
I don't think I can.
I
think we all picked a great jacket.
Yeah.
I think I can name one bad jacket, and that would be the second shirt that Jackson wore over his jumper and shirt. That's fucked up, dude.
I think it was awesome.
You make me sick.
I think I'm going to do it more, to be honest. Well, not now. It's summer. But
I'm gonna
when it gets cold
up.
Again, dude, all my jackets, my shirts are huge.
I'm gonna
the jacket
up,
size.
I'm going to throw up until I die. And it's going to be your fault.
Brother, that's your problem.
Won't
it's
be my
nothing
problem
to do with
me.
It's nothing to do with yeah, look, dude, that's your fault. That's on you. That's you. Mate, you've come to my park. Start throwing up. This ain't on me.
I hear you vomiting in the toilet. I'm like, it's... He's got nothing. I didn't ask him to do it.
And then you become the guy who dressed so bad his friend threw up until he died. You get infamy.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, no publicity is bad publicity, or whatever they say.
And
Jackson, I'd like to interview you about the death of your friend. What can you talk? I'm like, hey, listen to Plumbing the Death Star.
I explain it every episode. I made him so sick he died.
Yeah. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And happy holidays. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we hope you have a wonderful season.
Yeah.
Tis it.
Tis
indeed.
Tis.
Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.